Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
All right, he joins us every single Wednesday for a half hour. Kindly lends his time to us. He is Tyson Alger, Lookout Springfield, Eugene, and the I-5 corridor. Tyson, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys?
We're doing all right. I'm over here laughing at my own jokes, so maybe it's going to be a good day. I don't know.
there's worse starts, you know?
We'll start on a little cleanup duty from the Civil War. Anything really to take away from that in your world?
Not a ton. I mean, it was nice to see a 7-7 ball game at the end of the first quarter, I guess, if you were looking for some sort of competitive football game there. But, you know, I think ultimately, I think after like the 50 rushing yards Oregon State had in the first half, I think, or in the first quarter, they had like 20 the rest of the way. So, you know, if you wanted to be concerned about anything from Oregon's perspective, maybe you look at that second drive Oregon State had where it was, I think, 13 plays, 60 some odd yards, and they really controlled the ball. But after that, things got back to business as usual, and Oregon looked pretty dominant, and they look ready heading into Penn State this weekend.
As you said, it's Penn State. We're finally here. Both teams are finally playing somebody for the first time this season. Set the table for us. We're doing this all week because it's such a big game, not only for Oregon, but for maybe it's one of the biggest games in the country this week, although we have a ton of them now. This slate is absolutely juiced, but this looks like it's going to set the table for what could end up being a Big Ten championship for either Oregon or Penn State, or at least an appearance in that game. Just with the way things are kind of structuring up, you've got Oregon, Ohio State, Penn State, and Indiana throwing their hat in the ring. What are you looking for in this game, as neither of these teams have really been tested yet?
Yeah, you know, that's kind of the funny thing about this game is we've been for weeks now saying, like, yeah, Oregon's looked really good, but they haven't played anybody. But Penn State's essentially gone through the same thing. You know, no disrespect to Villanova and Nevada and that mighty bye week that they just played. But, you know, the one kind of differentiating factor between these two teams is, you know, Penn State has a veteran quarterback in Drew Aller. They have two very veteran running backs coming back, that, and one of them's averaging 8 yards per carry. So this is, you know, two teams that haven't been quite tested yet, but Oregon, we just haven't seen these specific guys, whether it be Dante Moore, DeCorgan Moore, some of the guys on defense play not only an opponent of this level, but play in the atmosphere of this level. Primetime game in State College, College game days in town, wide out, like that's as tough as it gets in college. And I'm just excited because it feels like this Oregon-Penn State thing is turning into a little bit of a rivalry here. I know when the Ducks joined the Big Ten, you know, everyone was thinking about Ohio State and probably Michigan because they were coming off of the national title. But Penn State's kind of an outlier in this conference. They're very good. They don't have a natural rival either. Like, you know, they're not Ohio State's rival. They're not Michigan's rival. They're looking for somebody. And between the Big Ten championship game last year, this game coming up this year, a potential rematch down the road, Oregon-Penn State could turn into one of the kind of anticipated games every year or every other year, whenever it ends up happening.
Tyson Alger joins us, I-5 Corridor. I have this opinion, and you, if you disagree, please, by all means, I have this opinion that I think this game is more important for James Franklin than for Dan Lanning. And because of that, I could see Penn State playing a little desperately. Does that play in to Oregon's favor, or does that make it tougher?
For one, I agree with you. You know, this is, I think this is James's 12th year with Penn State. Like, they've gotten close a few times, but boy, you talk about a program that kind of positioned itself to be, you know, we're going to finally get out of Ohio State and Michigan's shadow. And then Oregon comes into the conference and it's just another top level team they have to deal with. Like, this is a big game. This is a big season for, James Franklin, just because, like, you don't really have any excuses, and the schedule plays out for you this year as well. So, yeah, like, they might be playing a little bit more desperate. They might be playing a little bit more aggressive, but I think that's probably what, if you're a road team like the Ducks going into a game like this, you want a home team that's maybe playing a little bit out of their shoes. You know, you want them playing and treating this game a little bit differently, because I think Oregon's going to try to be as straightforward as they can in this game and you know, try to you know, cut down on turnovers, do the whole, you know, take it one rep at a time, you know, all those sorts of cliches. So if Penn State's getting a little too up for this home game, you know, maybe that throws a little variance into how they play. But yeah, I think this is a massive game. I think this, if Penn State wins, it's going to be one of the first times that, like, they're kind of in the front runner position, and it should be national title expectations for them. And for Oregon, yeah, it's a big game for them. I think a lot of this season is still a little bit of not bonus, but it's just, you know, we didn't know what the expectation should be for this team coming into this year. So, yeah, I do think there's more pressure on Penn State coming into this game.
With that pressure, I want to come at this from the other side, typically, you know, because we're here in Oregon, and this is the Oregon fan base. We want to know, where is Oregon strongest? Where do they have the advantage? Where does Penn State have the advantage in this game?
I think their rushing attack is incredibly sound. You know, it's not only like two guys that can do it, but like they're varied in size. They're both experienced. You know, if you look back at that Big Ten title game last year, I think they rushed for 297 yards. And it was one of those things where I was like, ooh, like that looks rough, but the Ducks won the game. Let's move on to Ohio State. You know, it was kind of easy to brush off. But then, as you saw in that Ohio State game, you know, Oregon's defense was susceptible to be beaten just about everywhere. And so coming into this year, obviously we talked a lot more about the offense just because that's kind of where some of the highlight players are. But this is a defense that, when Northwestern was able to string together some plays or some drives together, they were able to run it up the middle. When Oregon State was able to string together some drives and some plays, they were able to run it up the middle. And so I think Penn State's kind of looking at that and being like, you know, this was the recipe for success last game. We just didn't score enough points to, we didn't limit the Ducks to enough points to beat them. But I think they're looking at that tape and going, this is probably the recipe again this season.
We were talking earlier that, you know, Oregon and Penn State probably have two of the top five, definitely top 10 defenses in the country. And I maybe body wise, personnel wise, I might like the Penn State defense a little bit better. But do you see the dynamic ability of this offense and how many different hats it's wearing, how many different schemes Will Stein puts out there? Do you see that being a super challenge for Penn State, because it, whether it's Fast Moore on the outside or big man Sadiq or the 50 guys we got running the football, will that catch them off guard, or is that D-line just that sound that it'll absorb it?
I mean, it's going to be a huge challenge, especially, you know, this is going to be the first test for Oregon's rebuild offensive line, which has played fantastic through the season's first 3 or 4 weeks. I think they allowed their first sack of the season last week, which, compared to a year before, I think Dylan Gabriel was taken down 8 or 9 times in the first 2 weeks of the year. So the line is ahead of where it was last year. But the thing I really do like about Oregon's offense is, you know, there's not really like one specific guy to shut down. You know, they've been spreading it out to all the receivers. I think 10 guys caught passes last game, but you have two very bona fide guys where if you need them to go make a play, like, they can go do it, whether it be Sadiq, get him the ball in space and tell him to go beat a guy. He's going to win just about every one-on-one matchup. But the other thing I've been really impressed with is, you know, DeCorian Moore, I thought he was going to come in and be a little bit more of like a Tez Johnson slasher burner sort of guy. But as a downfield threat, he's so good at adjusting midair and being able to position his body to catch some of those balls. And Dante Moore also throws a really, really nice back shoulder pass. So, you know, some of the high level stuff that you need to see to probably win a game like this, the Ducks have been pretty good at when they've had to take those chances. But I've also just been really impressed with their ability to take the simple things and to take advantage of what the defense is giving them. Obviously, this is a game where you're probably not going to be given quite as much as you were the first month of the season, but I like the ways in which Oregon's offense can attack.
We'll take a little break and we'll come back. We'll keep Tyson with us as we finish looking at the rest of how this Penn State-Oregon game will play out. And we'll tell you what we think, and I'll be fascinated to hear what you think. He's Tyson Alger, the I-5 Corridor. Lookout, Eugene Springfield, sticking with us right here. Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
As he does every single Wednesday from 10:30 to 11, 2 seconds. We get him for 2 seconds. He is Tyson Alger, the I-5 Corridor. Look out, Eugene Springfield. Still with us on the line.
Tyson, we were talking about this before you came on, and it feels like it's so long ago that James Franklin was the ascending head coach, and now he's kind of plateaued. We kind of answered this a little bit, but I wonder if you look at this kind of the same trajectory, like in the sense of, like we were talking about Monday night's football game, you know, the Ravens and the Lions, like who, if somebody loses, who does it mean more for? If Franklin loses this game, another kind of big matchup, it's a rematch of the Big Ten, is this a more punishing loss than it could be a potential win for Lanning?
Oh, that's a good question.
I get one every now and
yeah.
then.
Yeah, you know, I appreciate that. I think so, because, you know, I think if Oregon goes into this game and let's say they play well, but they come away with like a loss, I think you come back to Eugene and the vast majority of the fan base is like, hey, you know what, this is a young team. They played well on the road. Penn State's a good team. That's a tough environment. We'll give you that one. I think with Penn State, you know, this is a program that's supposed to be peaking. They don't have a whole lot of it. They don't have many excuses in terms of like what their roster needs this year. They have the most experienced quarterback in the Big Ten. They reloaded through the portal at receiver, at linebacker, at defensive back. Like they have everything you need. And I think the big concern out at Penn State is just like, is this the guy that can win you the big games? Is he the guy that can kind of like take you above that hump? And you know, if you're facing two losses to Oregon within like a 6-game span or so, which is a program, you know, from their perspective, Oregon's a program on the rise and is a big challenge for them and a big obstacle. And if Oregon comes in and continues to assert themselves, yeah, I think if you're Penn State, you kind of look and go like, can this guy beat not only these guys, but can they beat Ohio State? Can they regularly contend at the top of the Big Ten? So I don't think the world is crashing in for the Ducks if they lose this game, but I think at Penn State, while it's still early in the season, and yes, Oregon's a very good team, I think you might start to get some of those whispers again that kind of come around every time Penn State finishes a little bit lower than expected every year.
I'll flip that on its head. I thought you made a great point, and I'm fully with you that there's so much wait and see with this Oregon team. Like, expectations to be competitive, but maybe it's playoff and lose a game is best case scenario, or kind of the bar, I guess. How difficult is it going to be for all of us to not get over our skis if Oregon does win this game? Let's say they do win this game and win this game comfortably. Is it fair to start talking national title, or do we need to remind ourselves that this team still is young and has a lot of questions?
You know, it's funny because we'll be here this week saying that both of these teams haven't played anybody and we don't know how good either of them are. So, you know, let's say Oregon goes in and wins and then we find out later on that Penn State's not that good. You know, you can be humbled by that a little bit. But at the same time, if Oregon goes and wins this game, they're going to be top three in the country. If Oregon goes in and wins this game, if Dante Moore plays a decent role in that, there's a very good chance he's going to be the Heisman front runner in a week's time. And we're going to be well on our way to looking at potential playoff matchups. And we're going to be talking about the bye and all of those things that kind of came up last year. But I do think, you know, the one thing that will probably give Oregon fans a little bit of a pause is we did go through all of this last year, right? You know, they beat Ohio State in the middle of the season. They moved to number one. They were number one for, you know, what seems like two to three months. And then it really came crashing down on them at the end of the season. So I think this will, if they win this game, it will elevate expectations just because it's kind of proof of concept. It's proof of what we've seen. But against a good quality team, I think it will be fair to then start looking, you know, later in the schedule. But at the same time, it's still way too early in the season. And I think just last year was way too much of a crash at the end of it for people to really start going title or bust here in week five.
All right. Very important question we got on the fan text line. How's your squash game?
Dude, it's coming along pretty well. You know, I had a little bit of a shoulder injury during the summer, put on a couple of LBs, but you know, we're tightening now, we're slimming down, getting that cardio back. Yeah, I know you guys look at me and probably assume that this guy can probably run for hours, but
absolutely.
But you know, we're working on that. You know, we're improving.
Hey, good for you, man. I gain LBs and I don't have an injury. I'm just lazy. All right, meat and potatoes. Oregon wins this game. How do you see this game playing out?
Oregon wins this game if they don't turn the ball over. If Dante Moore continues to make the same smart decisions that he's made for most of the season, let's take that Northwestern heat check throw out of the equation. Other than that, he's not forced throws. He's run it out of bounds when he's needed to. If he can continue to play like that and not the version of what we saw of him at UCLA, I think Oregon's going to have a very good opportunity. They also need to limit. I'm going to say it's probably going to help if they keep Penn State below 300 rushing yards. I'm just going to throw that out there. I know that's a wild concept, but if Oregon can keep that somewhat in check and Dante Moore is able to play to his capabilities, I think Oregon can win this game. So I'm going to say 35-28 Ducks.
Mm-hmm. We live in that world too. Although I live in maybe a 10-point world. Ooh, I like this. Ooh. There's just something about this Oregon offense and how versatile it is and how different it looks on, like I was saying, whether it's Moore on the outside or Sadiq in the middle or, you know, the 10 guys that can run the ball. I think it'll be hard for them to kind of see what's coming at them. So that's why I kind of like it.
It's just an incredibly efficient offense that also has game-breaking potential because they can smoothly move the ball upfield by spreading it around, but you know, at any given point, Kenyon Sadiq could go hurdle a dude and turn it to six. So I like how that plays on the road.
Yeah, maybe the most dangerous thing coming out of this game is, does Will Stein look even better as a potential head coach after this
game?
That's probably what you're worried about the most if you're a Duck fan.
Yeah, there's I think there's a couple of jobs open, if I'm not mistaken.
Just a few. All right, well, thank you, amigo. Enjoy the game and have a wonderful weekend. It should be a ton of fun.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Tyson.
That's Tyson Alger, the I-5 Corridor. Look out, Eugene Springfield. He joins us every single Wednesday during the Oregon Ducks season to chat the football squad and the big game going into Penn State this weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.